This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The World Health Organization said today researchers are on the verge of being able to protect humans against the Ebola virus. A human trial in Guinea on 4,000 people found a vaccine developed by Merck and New Linked Genetics offered 100% protection, according to data published in the journal Lancet. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein reports.
As one epidemiologist put it on Twitter, "Hey, science, you really, really inspire me. This is breathtaking news." What's also breathtaking is that the research, development, and testing of a vaccine typically takes a decade, and this one took 5 months. WHO's Dr. Marie-Paul Keeney.
When there is an urgency to save lives, research and development can be fast-tracked and made to work for the common good.
Keeney says the global response, where countries and their regulators work closely with industry, could serve as a model for future outbreaks. As impressive as this response was, Boston University's Kevin Ouderson says there's an even more fundamental lesson here.
The only way you would come up with something that quickly is if the basic research had been done for a decade before.
Ouderson says modest funding from Canada, the U.S., and European governments in the early 2000s paved the way for today's breakthrough. He says even with proposed increases in scientific research spending in Congress, the question is whether we're investing enough. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.